Lord have mercy. All right, so welcome to our pre-show. You just heard a little bit of the pre-show from the July 7th, 2017 show that we're going to replay for you tonight, July 7th, 2020, today. And let's turn this off now so there isn't a big goddamn racket and people think, is there, I think there's tape hiss, Phil. No, it's the air conditioning. But it's not a bad assumption. It's always good to make sure that your background noise is at minimum.
And that, of course, you have the proper containment and the baffling as well as the audio thing, you know, that's being done.
I was thinking of one of these. What do you think of these? Is like, this is an idea for one of those YouTube videos on how to. Hey, how you doing? This is Dave Deegan, and it's time now for another how-to video from Dave's shop. Today I'm going to show you how to use a can opener. It's kind of an ingenious device that you'll... The voice is not going to... Like, yeah, this. Hi, this is Dave Deegan, and this is the can opener. I want to show it to you. This is a... You open a can with it. You put this down on the... And then you just kind of put it down on the lid and turn this, and it'll open a can. Here's another invention. This is a panic button. If you're feeling frightened, that connotes that you want to vomit. Here is, these are glass, this is eyeglasses. You put these on and look at that, man. I can see across the street and beyond. So, all right. Anyway, that was an idea I had that I got rid of it as soon as I had it. It's almost as if I had contracted some flu of some kind. That's what I do with a lot of ideas. I just pitch them as if I'd contracted the flu. So today is the 7th of July, and it's a goddamn... The weather is fantastic here in California. This is another little background I put together. I like this. This is me being zapped, you know, and then I have the ocean going too fast. You know, you missed it, but I'll speed it up here for you. Oh, that starts it all over again. Oh, okay. So watch this, and then it just goes like this. And then it goes into that. Then it goes, like, into this. And then it'll go into this. A little slower, but nonetheless, you can watch here. See, now it's slowed down. So what does it all mean? It doesn't mean shit. It's just me fucking with some stuff. But I kind of like going from the ocean to a guy who's being, you know, who's being intubated or whatever it is by the gods. He's having a tube put on his throat by the gods. So we're going to do this here show. Today it's a Dean Wheeler show. He gives up managing his wife Emeralda. Remember, Dean gave up managing his wife Emeralda so he can give his new yoga classes. Holy Christ. Will Dean ever regret that? And Chris Norton will roll out some rap tunes on today's show. We also, we have a great classic hour. This is a classic hour. Austin Amarca. Remember that character? I used to love to do Austin Amarca because he reminded me of so many guys that I knew up in Palmdale and places like that, you know. And they weren't from the South, but they had a little bit of a Southern twang, and that's because they came from generations of Okies. When the Okies first came to California, the most recent large wave of Okies to California was in the 30s, as you know, the Dust Bowl. And the folks settled in the San Joaquin Valley and were pretty... insular enough whereby they didn't really ever lose their accent, not 100%. So you meet people from Central California who are born and raised in California, but they sound a little bit like this, you know. And Austin Amarca is one of those people. I was born in Visalia, California, okay? But you're born in Visalia, which is the... yeah, it's up in the... Why? Because you have a Oklahoma accent. Oh, my grandfather came here, you know. All right. Now then... What do we got, man? Oh my God! I'm putting together. You'll be happy to know, or unhappy to know, that you will be seeing the show. You can access our daily show on YouTube, starting maybe tomorrow or the day after, because I just now finished putting one to a video slide. But boy, this was it, right?
Okay, cool.
That was the classic hour. Oh, we haven't done it yet, Phil. Got to download that motherfucker. Oh, here it is. 26. You know, there's all kinds of survival shows. There have been. There will be. But I don't think there has been a show that, and it even to be honest with you, this stretches credulity to call it a show. I don't think there's been a presentation on television or anywhere else that takes you up close, and I mean stares you face to face, puts you nose to nose, eyeball to eyeball, with the suffering, with the psychological distress, with the challenge, with the self-discovery that people go through on the show, on the presentation, on the reality that is Alone. Now, these are individuals competing.
Brother Henry,
everyone by them self-documenting. Break that baby open and that is sourced from farms that...
Ms. Gray, you just hit your elbow on a table.
The food is so good. The recipes themselves... You know, there's all kinds of survival shows. There have been. There will be. But I don't think there...
I get it.
All right, so I'm just trying to figure out where everything is. Play it. It's guaranteed to...
Now, do you see anything racial... Shit.
Oh, nice one, Phil. Nice snot, Phil. Let's see if we can cue this up, huh? First time?
Hi, this is Spike Parsons from Spike's Car Radio. Here we are again on the porch in Malibu, and I'm here with the great Jeremy Piven. I'm a huge fan of him and his doggie. Is your doggie's name Frenchie?
Bubba.
Bubba. Well, yes. It says Frenchie on the collar.
I know. He forgets who he is, what kind of dog he is. You know, it's like we could just have a little something that says Jew, right? So we remember, this is what I am.
I don't know. I'm not going to call the dog a Jew. I can't.
They did.
Well, we've taken a serious turn here on the podcast. Listen now on podcast1.com, Apple Podcasts, or the Podcast One app.
It says Jew. Hey, it's Phil Henry. All the voices you're going to hear on the show today are performed by me. There we go. Okay. Test 1, 2, 3, 4.
Get out of here, bitch.